Life was well. When I wanted a job, I worked hard and got a good one. I wanted companionship and worked through all social barriers until I met the one and settled down. My wife and I wanted a child, and through this shared desire, we had a beautiful girl. We wanted her to grow into an amazing person, and now she's top of her class in the final months of high school with a full circle of friends. Everything was perfect. Everything I ever set out to do, I'd accomplish. Yet something inside me, deep within, felt hollow. All the happiness I sought only felt surface deep. I felt like something inside me was missing. It was during a late drive from a business trip. It was between two large cities, and I was stuck in no man's land. And at the worst possible timing, I really needed to go to the bathroom. Sure, for a number one, you can pull over and wet the side of the road. But what I needed to do required things. But luckily, I spotted my salvation. I spotted lights on in a building. It wasn't too far from the main road. However, in the pitch black, it glowed like a beacon of hope. I turned in and parked up. Other cars were settled into spots, so I assumed a small gathering of people were there. I gently knocked, hoping someone would answer. However, whatever was going on inside was too noisy for my knocks to be heard. So, I took a deep breath and pushed the door open. The attention of the room entirely shifted to me. The first thing I noticed was how old everyone was. Whatever this club was, that was the only shared common feature. There was nothing I could ascertain from this, though, so the club's function was a mystery to me. The room fell dead silent. A pin drop would echo on the walls. However, before that, I briefly saw what the fuss was about. Someone was being celebrated, standing in front of an old, ornate door. However, it wasn't some normal door. There was a strange glow from inside, but it didn't look like anything I'd ever seen before. But what really caught my attention was the sound. In the brief silence, I could hear it. A strange thumping sound. However, it had a rhythmic pattern to it, almost deliberate, yet felt so natural. It was hard to describe, but I was drawn to it. I wanted to know what it was, to feel it. A man in a clean suit cleared his throat and approached me. "Welcome. Are you a new applicant to the club?" he asked politely. No, sorry. I was just driving through and really needed the bathroom. I haven't seen a service station in so long. Is that okay?" His soft smile faded before returning as he guided me to the restroom area. While doing my business, I could hear the commotion start all over again. Cheers and celebration rang out through the hall, echoing into the cubicle I was simultaneously demolishing. I was exhausted when I finished my business. A double flusher, at least. With my hands washed, I headed out, ready to go straight for the door, not wanting to intrude whatever was going on in this remote meeting hall. But all it took was a quick sideways glance for a mountain of intrigue to hold me down. I watched as a man stepped through the ornate door. He practically glowed with positivity, beaming with a pride I had never witnessed before. Others around him celebrated him like he had just achieved world peace. Even from where I stood, whether it was seeing so many people happy or something from behind the door, I felt it too, in a slight way. A strange elation tingling through me. I would have stayed in place forever, just soaking in this great feeling, even if just secondhand, until I felt a grasp at my arm. "If your business is done here, you are free to leave." He was the same man from before. He said this with no hostility, a polite smile sincerely beaming at me. I was ready to leave. However, I was just too curious. I had to ask, otherwise leaving this stone unturned would haunt me for the rest of my life. "What is this place? What's going on here?" I asked. "This is the place where like-minded people meet and share a common interest," he said. However, his pause was too suspicious. "What interest? And what's behind that door?" I asked back. "The answer to both questions are the same answer," he shot back. However, he didn't actually answer the question. "So, what is it then?" I probed. "I am truly sorry. Only club members can know," he said solemnly. I was ready to get this over with and leave, but I had so many questions. "Okay, so how do I sign up?" I asked. I figured if it was just a form or a small fee, I could spare it just to satiate my curiosity. "Sadly, it is a lengthy ordeal and not an easy one to do," he answered. "Which is?" I asked, leaving him to fill in the blanks. "I cannot answer that," he shot back. I sighed. "And why not?" I asked, annoyance in my tone. "I can only say if you are truly dedicated to joining as a member," he explained. I was done with this whole charade. Trying not to cause a scene, I simply said my goodbyes and left. But the sight of what I'd seen, the bliss those people were experiencing, never left my mind. After 5 straight days of hell due to work, my mind sought reprieve. I wanted to feel happy. My only relief was my family, watching shows with my wife and daughter and spending quality time with them. But my life felt like it was missing something, something grand. I wanted to feel bliss. Realizing that my life was just travel and work, the idea of joining a club sounded like a good idea. Plus, to even experience just a fraction of the happiness that I saw in those people would be a dream. So, I went back. I set out to arrive at a similar time to when I first found the place, hoping that they had a scheduled time. And when I arrived, I saw the place bustling with life once more. When I entered, I was greeted by the same man as before. "Welcome back. The bathroom is this way. Though please, try to clean up more after," he greeted. Saying that last part was the only time I saw his polite smile falter. I guess even the most well-maintained personas can crack. But I wasn't there for that. I had something else on my mind. "I want to join," I said, a little too excitedly. At this, the room fell silent. Everyone turned to look at me, and their expressions were so tense that I couldn't make out what the vibe was. Even the polite man, his friendly demeanor ever present, soured his face into a more serious tone. "Are you sure about this? This is a very serious thing to accept, and though faltering might be inevitable, the consequences for even just starting can be costly," he said. But I was ready, ready for anything, and accepted on the spot. He formally introduced himself, Randall, a name I would never forget. Randall explained to me the conditions. I was to be put through tests. Tests of life to see whether I am truly worthy to be a part of the club. However, he couldn't fully explain what the tests were. The tests will come to you. All you have to do is participate, was all he said. The vague, cryptic instruction wasn't the strangest part. There was another step that made me question my decision to join this strange club. Randall went to a case of his stuff and pulled out an odd mixture of materials. A pile of straw, some old-looking string, and other things I didn't recognize. As quick as a flash, he fashioned it into a strange-looking doll. He handed it to me, and as I grabbed it, he held on too, staring straight into my eyes. Do not let it go. At times when you cannot hold it, keep it on your person at all times. We will know if you fail. At this, he released his grip and left it in my hands. The first test is loss, was the last thing Randall said to me. The ride back was surreal. The whole scenario playing over in my head. I wondered if the doll had a camera in it, or a sensor like those training baby toys new mothers used to train with. It was odd. However, I was never one to back down from a challenge. As soon as I got home, I was hit by a surprise. My wife was still awake, sitting at the kitchen table. I approached, thinking she was just up for some water. However, the look on her face told me whatever she was about to tell me weighed heavy. And when she told me, it hit me like a ton of hammers. She was sick. Whatever it was so obscure that I still cannot pronounce its name. But whatever it was, it was too unknown for a cure. The next few weeks were a mess. Hospital visits, counselors, care staff, a pile of things I'd never dreamed of happening until our twilight years. We had planned to spend our whole lives together. And here I was, seeing her off so soon. I was a wreck. Explaining it to our teenage daughter was hard. She was old enough to have a concept of death, but way too young to be living through it. It hurt. But my wife stayed strong through it. Despite her failing health, she was still the anchor of the family. The time came. The doctors predicted it perfectly. I was sat at her bedside, holding her hand as she slipped away from the world. Still though, she was awake enough to be sharing her last moments together. My daughter was on her way, and she would arrive perfectly on time. The door creaked open, and we both turned in anticipation. But instead, a pair of police officers stood where our daughter should have been. What they told me made my world break even more. Apparently, my daughter was worried about coming too late, so she was driving hastily to the hospital. She must have been so focused on making it on time that she missed the truck slipping past a red light, which T-boned her vehicle, damn near splitting it in half. She was dead on impact. Tears filled my eyes as the heart rate monitor next to me flatlined. My whole life, everything I lived for, was gone. I was left alone to grieve, to say my goodbyes, when I felt a slight burning sensation. I reached into my jacket pocket, and there it was, the doll. It was singed black, and as I held it, I felt it heat up in a flash and disappear into a puff of ash. My hands were left black, but otherwise no pain. But this told me what caused all this. The club. I had no idea how they orchestrated everything, but this very much all qualified as loss. I stormed back to the club with no regard of restraint. I grabbed Randall by the cuff, demanding he explain everything. However, he never carried a smug look or a look of deliberate intent. His face carried the same burden I did. I looked around, and everyone had the same look. We've all experienced loss. I have no idea what you went through, but I can guarantee we went through the same, or worse. This didn't comfort me in the slightest. Why? Why did you let this happen? You could have turned me away. You could have warned me. Anything, I demanded. Because it was worth it, he responded flatly. I wanted to flip out at this and how absurd that sounded. But I didn't. Part of me wanted to see this through, even if to just hear what was next, to at least give their death reason. The next task, Randall continued, is 100 lives from 100 cities. I frowned at this. Wait, you expect me to, what, kill? There's no way I could... I was interrupted by another patron approaching me and grabbing my hand. Before I knew it, I saw he had a knife, but it wasn't pointed at me. It was being placed in my hand. I didn't have time to pull my hand away at the strange gesture before he spoke up. Don't worry, the first one's free, he yelled excitedly before forcing my hand tight around the handle and shoving it into himself. He fell to the floor, and smiles were had as he bled out on the floor. I was too stunned to respond until fight or flight kicked in, and I just fled. I hopped in my car and drove. Just drove as far as I could for as long as I could. Before I knew it, I was at the state lines. Soaking everything in, I knew I couldn't go home, not with blood on my hands, literally. I decided to slip to the next state and stay there for a while, just in case there was heat. When hanging around a low populated area, I noticed a homeless man, and the cogs started turning in my head. I was in a new city, no one knew I was there. It would be so easy. It was a sick thought, but I was fully enveloped in the sunken cost fallacy to turn back now. Everything I loved was gone. If I were to stop, it would have all been for nothing. I walked past him, and he held out his hand for a donation. I handed him a baked treat I had picked up, then sat at a nearby cafe. When I saw the ambulance hauling away his body in a bag, I knew it had worked. He hadn't noticed what I'd slipped in. Another city down, 98 to go. It took years. I'd gotten good at it. I took erratic routes, never travelled in a pattern, never used the same method to kill, always mixing things up. I even flew to other countries, sometimes for a point, other times simply spending time there. The point of all this was to never leave a pattern. When there are no motives, it's very hard to track down a killer, and I had no reason at all. All of my targets were picked out at random, and never out of convenience either. I took time, sometimes months, just making sure the stars were aligned to literally get away with murder. I always kept track, never with anything material. Each night I'd recite to myself each hit. I never wanted to undershoot, or worse, overshoot my goal. And slowly, the count rose, until I'd reached it. 100 hits in 100 different cities. I was aged now, looking like the other guests in the club. I now understood why everyone there shared that in common. I returned, a weathered man, stripped of all humanity, broken, and praying to anything that whatever was behind that door would make me whole again. Because whatever was behind there must have been special. When I witnessed part of the ceremony, not only was the person emerging from the door elated, so was everyone in the room. Something so magical that it radiated to all involved. At this point, I couldn't even imagine the creaks in my face if I tried to smile, an action long since lost on me. So, to be able to feel again, to be immersed in joy, would be salvation. I made my way back to the club. It had been so long that the thought of it not being around anymore hadn't crossed my mind until I approached. However, there it was, the soft glow of the light signaling its presence in the blackness of the road. I was greeted by Randall, looking far older than when I last saw him. Some of the members from before were still there, but it looked like many had passed, most likely from old age. But new members had taken their place. Fresh faces, the passages of time wrinkled across their faces, however, bearing something I still didn't possess. Happiness. As soon as Randall saw me, recognition spread across his face. Not only recognizing who I was, but what I had done. He didn't even confirm it. So whether he was somehow keeping tabs on me, or simply from my vibe, he knew the task was complete. "Are you here to use the bathroom again?" he jested. A joke I would have chuckled at long before. But now, my soul felt so sour that I couldn't even muster a polite laugh. Randall gave a signal, and everyone immediately started preparing the ceremony. The small crowd moved like clockwork, each person knowing their role in what was about to come. A woman stood near me, excitement spread across her face. While everyone was preparing, I turned to her. "What's going to happen?" I asked. I never expected a full answer, but was at least hoping for some kind of hint towards what was about to come. But all she did was turn to me and smile. She didn't give anything away, not even with a look. I was brought before the door and finally saw the glow I had seen all those years ago seep in through the cracks. Tingles ran through me, and I hadn't even went inside yet. Randall stood in front and ceremoniously opened the door. Light played around me, and I entered. What I saw, it was beyond. I had spent many nights, for years, imagining what was inside, if it would all be worth it. The loss, the pain, everything I'd been through, it all circled around in my head, haunting me, teasing me. But even the highest, most supreme experience I fantasized, actually seeing it trumped it tenfold. When I emerged, I came out a new man, reborn. Everything I had done felt like so much, such a high cost. However, after going through it, it now felt cheap, like I had made out like a bandit. If I had known what was inside, I would have paid the price many times over. Everyone celebrated me outside the door. It was exactly like I had first saw all those years ago. Except now, I was the one in the center of attention. Randall didn't say anything to ruin the moment, simply gave me a knowing nod with a smile. So, what was inside? Well, here's the thing. I can't tell you, 'cause you're not a member.